Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
If you missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com. iTunes or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Comedian, actor, David Koechner was kind enough to fly in last night to join us on the show this morning. He's at a Funny Bone this weekend. Omaha.funnybone.com.
Right? There you go.
So before the... Oh, sorry, Colleen. Go ahead, Colleen.
Tickets for tonight. You better grab them because David is finally back.
Yes, he is.
With the very funny Rob Maher.
Yeah, Rob Maher. Very funny. Rob's great guy.
Awesome guy.
We're thinking it's probably been 4 or 5 years since David was in the studio with us.
2019. Yeah.
We know the date. Okay.
Oh, was it 19? You were right.
Okay.
Wow.
I was right. So 3 years, only 3 years ago, before the world ended.
And
2020.
And I did find the correct version of Anchorman 2.
Okay.
The supersized version is available on Amazon Prime.
Okay. All right.
So you can rent it for $6 on there.
So we went to
that's
the break.
That's a good value.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, it says right here 763 hilarious new jokes.
763.
I can't do the math on
only
that.
Only $6. Come on.
Looking for royalty checks. Buy
it.
There.
Don't rent it. Buy it, gang. Come on.
Yeah. Is that like a quarter,
that's
a lot 50 of cents for
probably
you.
Probably 50 cents.
Yeah.
Buy
yeah.
it.
Good. Okay.
Full 50 cent piece.
You thank you so much. I'm gonna make a buck and a half here today.
That's some added value push out there, baby.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So we talked about your hometown disrespected you. I think
hometown of Tipton, Missouri.
Now, just about 2 weeks ago, a good friend of ours who's an Omaha resident, and you might remember the actor John Beasley. You probably recognize African American gentleman about almost 80 now, but he's been in everything. He's been a Rudy, serious actor, very funny guy. Also did some comedy. They recently named a street on him.
Nice.
Colleen, I'll get a picture of you showing John.
Yeah.
And Omaha has had a like Kansas City. Proper has had a ton of famous people from here.
Yeah.
Jane Fonda, Henry Fonda. Just a bunch of famous people have been from Omaha. Your small town, 1,000 people?
2,000.
Nobody is famous from there, right?
That's correct.
Nobody.
Actually, one of the members of the Byrds, Gene Clark, is in the grave out in
Is he from that town?
For a couple years, apparently. He may have been born
Gene Clark's
there.
Pretty famous. Yeah. If you're an old school rock fan, which I am.
Right. Does he have a street?
No street. There's a street, but
he wasn't born there, right?
I think he may have been born there, and they moved or something like that.
Okay, Gene Clark from the Byrds and David Koechner.
Right. I can see. There's a Koechner Street, but it's your uncle?
My uncle.
Okay.
He paid for it or
there's
something.
There's not he paid for that.
Yeah.
I don't mean the street. I mean these small town things we're talking off the air involve the actor or the sports star that's famous, the sign pulling into it, and the signs usually deteriorate over the years.
Sure. That's the fun part.
Exactly.
Right?
That's the fun part, right. Home of David Koechner.
That's what you're thinking. Hometown of.
Yes.
That's
okay.
It.
You don't want a street named after him.
No.
You just want the when you're coming into town.
Right,
population 2000, home of David Koechner.
Home of David Koechner.
I wouldn't
now,
be.
It seems like you're into that. So, but
would you like that? Would you like us to call the mayor now?
Is your family, Joe Lutz? I know Joe Lutz.
Do you?
Okay. Joe Lutz is in school right behind me.
Is your family from there?
Yes.
And they still live there?
Yes. My brother still lives there.
Now, is it because the town is so small that you're just out, Dave, whatever, I know you made it big.
I don't know.
It's a dick move, man.
I don't know. Yeah. You know, it's like that. It's one of those things, like, if it happened, it'd be wonderful, but you can't be mad at it. I took my kids there this summer.
Okay.
Because we always go to the Table Rock Lake for a family reunion.
Okay.
Me and my brothers and sisters. Yep. I get six of them, and six of us. And so I took them and went through the tour. Now, Tipton used to be 2,000 people, then it went up to 2,004, then it went up to 2,019, then it went to 3,500, and I'm like, Dad, Tipton nearly doubled. What happened? He said, well, Dave, they moved the city limits to include the prison, which is true.
Truly.
1,500 people in the prison.
Everybody works there, apparently, don't they?
Oh, that's the saddest part. There used to be small manufacturing in town. It's all gone.
Plus, if you Google the mayor of Tipton, Missouri, his number comes right up.
Does it really?
Let's call the guy.
Joe
Lutz.
Let's give him a call.
Oh, my God.
All right. Let's
talk to Joe. David Koechner's in the studio with us.
Oh, my God. Right.
Yeah, we're going to hold this, too. Because I think it's crap. I think it's crap. I know you do, too. I mean, what do you got to do? The town is that small, it should say hometown of David Koechner.
Well, you know, the thing is, I think part of it is, like, they don't want anybody to make a show of themselves.
Oh.
And so why should you? Because I think they probably think, you know, you left us.
Yeah, right. To become a movie, to be in TV and movies.
I think there's that feeling of, you know, you left us.
You could have stayed here and died a slow death working at the prison.
There's so many great people.
Which I won't bring up with this mayor, by the way.
But there's so many great people that are in this town. Why would we honor you? You know, I mean, who knows?
You have to leave to become famous.
Right.
In a town that small.
Right.
Sports or celebrity.
Right. I'm just trying to digest what you'd have to do. And I go back. I was Grand Marshal for the Sesquicentennial. Hey. Almost. I was going to be Grand Marshal. Then I wasn't Grand Marshal. It's really weird.
Why
what?
They pull that?
I don't
Who
know.
Who bumped you
some behind
for that?
The scenes.
Some gal.
Because Champ's gay?
Yeah. No, that's not why.
Might be.
I was asked to be Grand Marshal of the Sesquicentennial.
What's
right?
Sesquicentennial?
150.
Okay, yeah, 150.
And I said yes. Then I get there, and some gal calls and says, hey, what float do you want to ride on? I said, I don't care. Whatever one you're going to put the Grand Marshal in. They're like, oh, we're not doing that anymore. Everyone's Grand Marshal.
Oh.
Like, oh, okay.
Wow.
And I thought, I can't not come.
You bring candy for the whole class? That kind of crap?
Right? That was strange.
So what'd you ride in?
Just my cousin Marvin's car. Convertible. Marvin's convertible.
And you sat on the back and waved?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Now, on the Tipton, Missouri Wikipedia page, you are on the top of the list of notable people.
Who else is?
Gene Clark and someone named Sheila Wiener.
What'd she do?
She's a noted pianist who died in 1966.
Let's give her a sign.
Born in 1879.
Oh, Gene Clark.
1879.
And Edwin Q. White, journalist, the Saigon Bureau of the Associated Press until 75.
Why don't we all just put one list? Here we go. Wow.
Does Tipton have a movie theater?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe
they've never seen you.
They have to go somewhere.
Right.
Where's the nearest movie theater?
Where did David go?
Where you got to drive to
Sedalia,
see movie?
25 miles.
Okay. How'd that go, puss?
Not bad.
Okay.
He's just not in the office right now.
Okay,
but I spoke to his assistant, and she's going to send him a message, and hopefully he'll give us a call back here in a few minutes.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
It's not a full-time job.
Well, I figured not.
Yeah.
In most towns, it's
not. If not, we'll follow up Monday, even if you're not here.
Joe's been mayor, I don't know how many times. I was just in town and heard he was mayor again.
And he's a kid. You're younger, you in high school.
Yeah, of course. You still think, you know, he's this high school kid.
Of course you do. And he's the mayor of the damn town.
Yeah.
Well, those kind of towns, people take turns.
Yeah, they do. And he's mayor. Who wants to take it?
Like, what else does Joe do? Mayor isn't his job.
He used to have a restaurant. So
A lot of people.
It's the guy who runs the hardware store.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. A lot of people in small towns are jealous of somebody gets out and makes himself famous. Is he that kind of guy?
Not Joe.
Okay, he likes.
No, he's a good dude.
Got it.
Yeah.
And he enjoys your comedy.
I think so. As far as I know. Maybe that's
it. How many people seen the deep cuts?
Real funny.
How many people in your senior class?
68.
That's a big town.
Were you a class
35.
Clown?
35.
Yes, I was class clown. Me and Jackie Fairfax.
Okay. Whatever happened to Jackie?
Jackie got married and lives in town, as far as I know.
Okay, all right.
You know what? Our 30 or 40 high school reunion was during the pandemic, and they only have them every 10.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And so that didn't happen. I was hoping to see everybody. People don't go to those. It's so weird. Even small towns. Like only half.
Well,
the
small towns, people live there a lot, and they see each other all the time.
They don't, but then people are coming from out of town, and they don't even come across town for the reunion. Like, really?
Like with Facebook, everybody knows who's fat now.
Oh,
yeah.
So like the element of surprise is gone.
Who's a bitch?
Yeah.
That is
there are a few people you wish would show up.
Yeah.
Who are kind of a dick in high school. You're like, I just wanted to see what happened to you. You know.
And you're famous.
Yeah. There you go.
There you go.
There you go.
See, I didn't want to go to my 10 or my 20. I was still bitter. But, you know, now I've softened up a little bit.
Do you go?
No.
Oh, now you're famous. Come on.
I'm a small town in North Dakota.
Right, it's the middle of North Dakota, so there really isn't much else to
How
do.
How small?
Yeah. 3,500.
Okay.
Well, just probably 2,500 now, but it was 3,500 when I grew up.
Right, they took in the prison.
Right?
Yeah. And they didn't have the opportunity to take in a prison around them.
But damn it. You just rode your cousin Marvin's car.
Yep. Yep.
Everybody's a grand marshal. I love that.
Everyone's grand marshal. That was odd. But, you know, it already been announced. I'm like, what are you doing? Not show up?
Did you go to college right away? Did you just leave town to start doing comedy?
I went at 18. And went to Benedictine College in Atchison, Kansas for 2 years.
Okay.
Yeah, I was a poli-sci major.
Oh, really? Okay.
Because this is before internet. I wanted to be an actor, but I had no idea.
How to.
And plus, what am I going to tell my parents? I'm going to be an actor? Like, right. They're not going to pay for that.
Right.
Right? So political science sounds high-minded.
Why Atchison in Kansas? Why not one of the bigger schools?
I had to go there because it's a Catholic school.
Oh.
My parents,
no wonder you're an atheist. We talked about this off the air.
It's the only place they would let me go.
Oh, really?
My uncle, here's how Catholic. My mother's side of the family, 11 kids on my mom's family. 4 in the religious, 2 priests, 2 nuns out of 1 family.
On your mom's side. Right? Oh, you had to be.
Listen,
yeah.
If there is another place, I'm going.
Yeah.
I got prayers done. I'll tell you this. When my daughter Margo was in third grade, we went to this Catholic grade school because it's cheaper out there in L.A. And Margo did not have her first communion because they normally do it in second grade. And so she was going to have to go for a year of Sundays. So I talked to this guy who was in charge of it. And I start laying it down and say, hey, listen, my mother's side of the family, there's 2 priests and 2 nuns. I think she can move.
Oh,
she
so money still buys the Catholic church.
Well, it wasn't money. I was just laying it down like they're trading cards.
Oh, I got it. Okay. I got it. Okay,
I made a motion, folks, like I was laying money on the ground. In my mind, I'm laying trading cards of priests and nuns.
I got it. You're buying off priests.
So they moved her right up, and she was able to do it that, because it was going to take a full year, but they moved her right in.
So you went to, did you
stay for
4 years?
2 years.
Okay.
And then I went to the University of Missouri because I wanted a big school.
Okay.
Sure.
And then by the third year, I started realizing I'm not going to be a lawyer.
Were you in drama in college?
No.
You even venture off of that. Didn't go to the radio station? Nothing.
No, I did the radio station in Columbia, Missouri.
Okay, good.
But it was like the 2-6 shift.
Okay.
And I kept falling asleep.
Overnight?
Yes. And I was working during the day. It's like, oh, man. So then I quit going to school because I was like, I'm not going to be a politician. This is not what I'm going to do.
So you didn't go your senior year at all anywhere?
No. Okay. And so because I wanted to be an actor.
Right.
And I was trying to figure it out.
Uh-oh.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What do you got?
Mayor Joe's on the line.
Oh, my God.
We're going to let you do the talking here.
Hey,
right
Joe.
Away. Hang on a second here.
Okay.
The mayor of Tipton, Missouri, is it Lutz?
Joe Lutz.
Joe Lutz.
Yes, it is.
Joe Lutz, go say hi to your buddy, David Koechner.
Hey, Joe, how you doing?
Dave, how you doing, buddy?
I'm well. I'm up here in Omaha. I'm doing shows this weekend, and I'm on the Todd and Tyler show, and we're talking about Tipton. And they had a question for you. I'm not going to ask.
I'm going to ask you this. Now, listen, I know that town's pretty small, and he always builds it up. David, every time he's on the show, he said he loves his hometown. He left years ago to become an actor and become a famous man, which he did. And we were always wondering why, because a lot of small towns have signs outside the town. When there's anybody of note that's fairly famous, they say hometown, home of David Koechner, in this case. Why can't we get that? Why hasn't that been done yet?
Or do they need to be John Wayne or someone
that
level. Well,
no, they don't. They're just famous people. I've seen these kind of small towns that have one famous person from there. David Koechner's pretty famous.
I assume the town is proud of David Koechner.
Yes, that is a good point, but let me give you this point.
Okay.
I just spent the last 4 years. We don't even have a welcome to sign up on the outside of town.
Okay, so we got to start
you
there.
Not.
All right. Well, it costs.
I've been doing that. I've got the signs. Now you got to get the highway department to let you put them up.
Okay.
Yeah, he sounds like an angry politician. I like him. Yeah. I like him. You can't. It's bureaucracy.
I get things done.
He's tired of dealing with bureaucrats.
Joe is a doer. People in Tipton, they work hard, and people do get things done.
Yeah.
And you're frustrated when, like, it's as simple as doing it, but then someone's standing in your way.
Sure. So
we could combine that. Welcome to Tipton. with the home of David Koechner.
Yeah, Joe, now, listen, this is not coming from me.
No, he didn't bring it up at all.
I'm not at all upset about this, Joe. You know that.
A little bit.
Yeah,
I don't have an ego about it.
All right,
little bit.
They were just curious.
Everybody, you don't have to put a sign up in Tipton. Everybody knows who David Koechner is and where he came from. You can walk into town. You drive by a town, the first thing you see is a huge turkey coop that says Koechner Manufacturing, you know.
Oh, well, that's
pretty well known deal.
That sounds like he wants to get out of this.
So I got to have my brother put it up on the sign.
So he's obviously your brother's got a company there or something, I guess.
My dad's company, a manufacturing livestock
trader.
Every
town had a sign that said, you know, whatever, and then had the population underneath. And then there's a little tag hanging underneath that says hometown of whomever.
Right.
Yeah. I want to build
it. And that's not that's an interesting idea. To be honest with you, nobody's ever brought it up. You know, when you live in the town and you know the guys from there, you know, that's kind of a bragging point that you do every time you go somewhere.
Well, that's
like,
true.
Oh, there's an anchorman on TV. Hey, you know that guy? Yeah, I went to school with him. Okay. Of course, he's everybody's best buddy. You know, oh, yeah, Dave and I were tight there. Yeah.
I get that. But what I'm saying is when most of us are driving around the country, anywhere in the country, and you drive past a small town you don't know, and it happens to me all the time, and you'll see a sign said, this is the home of some famous baseball player or actor or something like that, and you go, or rock star or music star, and you go, oh, that's cool to know. That guy's from that town. So people that don't even know your town will be driving past and go, hey, David Koechner's from there. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, you know, that always sounds really good, but what happened to O.J. Simpson's hometown? Is that sign still up out there, or did they take it down?
Man.
Wow. Joe knows something we don't, Dave.
Are you afraid I'm going to kill someone, Joe?
I'm just thinking outside the box here, folks. You know, you always want to kind of be prepared.
That's outside the drum circle, Joe. Good Lord.
I like him, though. I like him.
Oh, hey, Dave.
Yeah.
I just won the county commissioner seat there.
Hey, congratulations.
So I will no longer be mayor in a couple of months.
Wow. Congratulations. Do they appoint a new mayor, or is there who becomes
mayor? There's only 3 months left in the term, so I think the pro tem mayor will take over.
Okay, who's that going to be? Do you know?
What to call him?
I think it's Don Basinger. He'll take over.
Oh yeah, he's
done.
He's heck of a nice guy.
He might get the sign done for us.
You're going to be county commissioner of Montauk County.
Yes.
Okay.
Presiding commissioner.
Oh, well, nice.
And do you have any authority to put a sign up in Tipton as county commissioner?
Yeah. Does that give you more power?
Well, again, this is a great idea, folks, and I say it's really never been brought up, and I think it's something we're going to have to put a little effort into there. I think that's a... I think that's a great idea.
How about this?
Don't just humor us. It sounds like you're serious about this because we are.
Oh, I am. I am. Trust me, folks. If there's not anything I do, if I want to get something done, you know, it may take a while, but we get her done.
I haven't run this by David yet, but how about the David Koechner Correctional Center?
that's one that would work.
Well, after he's in it for killing somebody. You know, be honest with you, if this would happen, we would, since we started it right here, we'd drive down, stand there, and watch this, too.
Oh, my gosh.
Sure. We'd have to be there for this, you know.
I think that is definitely doable.
Well, so we don't see David all the time. Obviously, he's here to do some shows, but we'll get his phone number. So if we can continue the dialogue to try to get this done, I think it'd be very important. I think David would love it. And
this is a groundswell of support brewing to get this done.
I've never heard of your town at all. That's not a diss. It's just another small town in America. But if I know it because of one thing.
Yeah, and you got to consider that there are people passing through. They're coming from Sedalia, and they're going to Jefferson City, and they don't necessarily stop there.
Todd Googled that. Todd
going
Googled
on
that.
In Tipton. Well, he says, well, let's see, everybody knows. Everybody in town knows. No, the passing, people passing through do not know.
Yeah. That's
You live there. You think everybody knows.
Sure.
But, hey, if it gets two extra people to stop at the Dairy Queen and drive in and have a sandwich, that's worth doing.
There you go.
That's big.
You know, you got to think. You got to think ground up and small. Every single job you can get, or every single purchase you can get, is another little bit of sales tax, so we can put up a sign for David.
Yeah. All right.
They're talking about an enormous waste of resources.
Not at all.
No, there's absolutely no downside. I don't
well,
see.
Hey, we've wasted
to this
them a lot worse. I mean, come on.
I like this dude a lot, right, man. He's a good guy.
I mean, if money's an issue, we'll set up a GoFundMe.
Oh my
Whatever.
Gosh!
I say, we can get that. We can get that taken care of. We'll go squeeze Dave's brother for a little donation there, and see what we can get done.
Oh, yeah, that'd be funny. You get his brother to donate the money, put his
Merry Christmas.
Mark would say no. I know he'd go, I'm not paid for that.
Hey, listen, you've been very cool, Mayor. We appreciate that. But believe me, do you mind we call you back before you hightail it out of your job there?
Absolutely. No problem.
All right. We'll stay on this. All right. Thanks,
all right,
Ben.
Appreciate you taking our call.
Goodbye,
all right.
Thanks,
goodbye.
Joe.
Right.
Good to talk to you, buddy. Hey,
Dave. Take care, buddy.
Joe, what else are you doing these days? I used to have the restaurant.
Well, we're doing the barbecue joint here. Oh. You know, I'm getting ready to head. We're doing a fish fry for the Trap Shooters Club in Sparta, Illinois. So we're loading the trailer up. I got to go fry fish and sweat my rear end off for the next 3 hours this afternoon frying fish for my brother.
Burl?
So, yep.
My God, it's amazing barbecue. So,
I will tell you that.
It is amazing barbecue.
Sounds great. Thanks a lot, Mayor.
So,
appreciate it.
Yeah, we keep busy all the time.
All right.
Talk soon, Mayor.
Take care,
Thank
Joe.
You.
Thank you.
Dave,
did you, I know you left pretty young. Did you have that kind of accent? It's kind of like a, you know, I'm not sure if it's an accent. Well, it is sort of something.
It's,
yeah.
It's a flatter accent.
It's flatter, right, yeah.
Flatter.
Did you talk like that when you were younger?
No.
Okay.
Because I
can you bring
knew,
it back?
You're slipping.
You knew you wanted
you
to get
home.
Out.
I think most of my roles are right. talking like that. You put it on just a little bit, you know. Or just a little homespun.
Like you're going to Branson. Do you slip into that when you go to Branson?
Yeah, there you go. Just it flattens out just a little bit. You know, you're hanging out there by there in town.
Yeah.
It's he's
a good guy.
Doesn't
man.
Modulate very much. Just stays right there. In
but
the
I think
there.
He I think he needs to know the sign helps the sales tax. You can't wait for sales tax to pay for the sign.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, that's where you mix it up there. You put the sign up first, then take advantage of the sales
Spend
tax
money,
that
make
brings
money.
In, right.
Yeah.
We'd stop to see have a little barbecue.
Oh,
the
no,
Graves. You know, you go in there, what else is there to do? Dairy Queen and his barbecue.
There you go. Right. I do like that was his first thought, like, you know, that might, how can it help the town?
Right.
How to help the town,
right.
That's very good. Right.
Sell a couple more sandwiches.
Yeah. You get a residual
that's
from Dairy Queen.
That's why he's the mayor.
Just give me an ice cream cone.
Dave, it's always fun, man. Thank you for flying in last night. And go see David Koechner this weekend at
He's
the Funny
the best.
Bone.
This
Once
is
again,
awesome.
The website to fill out the tickets.
Omaha.funnybone.com. Grab them.
Come see the boots.
Yes. Okay. And the comedy, too. And the office stuff. And
the trivia
know,
show.
Stories, man. He's a great guy. And if you want to catch him in other places, I know he's traveling around the country. It's on your Instagram?
That's correct.
Right. David Koechner.
Let's get together once in a while and just talk into the ether again.
It.
That was fun.
It. Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
That was cool. The
I
mayor
can't
was
wait
cool.
For the ribbon cutting.
I know.
Oh my God!
Your brother's
you
not
to,
we'll take a bus.
Oh,
well,
we're driving
down.
Oh if that
God.
Happens, we're driving
oh,
down.
Sure. I'll meet you there then.
All right.
We'll do a show.
Okay.
We'll do a show.
We'll do a show.
Oh, we can interview people. Yeah, at the local. That's great.
Oh, they'll love us.
We'll set up a Dairy Queen.
Oh, they will. Yeah.
We'll see you Monday. Thanks a lot for listening, guys. Go see David this weekend.
You're listening to the Tom and Tyler Radio.